You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens, Principal Broadcasting, and we have a very exciting topic with a very exciting doctor joining us this afternoon, Dr. Abraham Beagleson, and we are going to talk a little bit about his implant spa, and that is dental implants. He is a doctor of dental surgery. Welcome to the show, Dr. Beagleson.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what the implant spa is doing? And I know you have two locations, one in Staten Island, one in Toms River, New Jersey. So why don't you tell us what you're doing to help both the people of Toms River and Staten Island?
Well, we do things a lot differently than they used to be done. In the past, you'd lose a tooth or you would need teeth, and it'd be a whole year and a half, three surgical procedure, and a lot of time and money. Nowadays, if you break a tooth, if you have an accident, we could actually take the tooth out, clean everything up, put an implant in with the abutment, which is a post that sticks out that right. Your dentist can put either a temporary cap on it or a bunch of temporary bridges cemented in your mouth. So from day one, you have in 24-hour period, you have everything in your mouth. And then 3 months later, you just get an impression for your permanence.
So if I understand you correctly, are you telling me that the days of my grandmother having to take her dentures out and put them in some dirty dish under the sink, those days are over?
Those are over. Now we put them in clean dishes. No, I'm just kidding. We don't do that anymore. You can have either a single tooth done, multiple teeth done, or a complete from ear to ear and cemented in permanently from day one.
Now, I was going to ask doctor, now I'm sure you've maybe been asked this question 1,000 times or maybe not at all, but I'm curious if you could talk a little bit about what are the advantages of having implants as opposed to dentures or some of these temporary fixes?
Absolutely, absolutely. When you get dentures or other scenarios, partial, full dentures, plates as they used to call them, you lose your bone. And as we age, the bone deteriorates and then the dentures don't fit and your mouth and your bone recedes and you look like an old person all collapsed in your lip and jaw.
Right.
Implants, what implants do for you is they maintain your bone volume and height. So when you place those implants in, your bone doesn't recede and you look like you look when you were 30, 40 years old.
Wow.
And that's one major reason.
And the implants are, they're designed for each individual patient. So it's not like it's a template. It's basically molded for your specific mouth.
Correct. What we have now are CT scans with virtual reality involved. We can actually in virtual reality create the template, your implants and your bone and your jaw and the teeth that go on top of it. And then we get a stent that recreates that and we are able to place it in your mouth accordingly. And it is phenomenal. It saves a lot of time, a lot of pain, a lot of swelling, very little discomfort. So it's a phenomenal new technology. It's very upscale, you know, state of the art.
Right. Now, Dr. Beagleson, when people come in for in the implant surgery, first of all, how long does the surgery, the process usually take? And secondly, what's the recovery time like?
Well, because we have everything pre-ordered and pre-evaluated, it could take from an hour to 2 hours, and you could pretty well do so much of it. And you then go to your general dentist who will take an impression and make your teeth onto the implants I place. So everything is in a 24-hour period.
Wow.
And the recovery, it's phenomenal. It's not the old days when you used to take your teeth out, bone graft, you wear a denture. 9 months later, you go drill implants, and then 4 months later, you open them up. It's not like that anymore. It's all done in one shot. And the recovery time is minimal because most of the time we actually go into existing sockets. So sometimes a lot of these cases don't even have any stitches, sutures.
Wow.
Very little bleeding, very little discomfort, very little swelling.
That's
phenomenal
beautiful
technology.
Now, what would you say, and I'm sure it's different for each individual case that you see, but what's generally speaking the price range of the implants?
Oh, it all depends. It could go from a few thousand to many thousand, depending on if you want a single implant,
right,
a crown scenario, or a three-unit bridge, or a full ear-to-ear bridge, you know, from molar to molar. So it could get expensive, but there are plans. You know, there are plans that are like medical credit cards,
right,
that we use, and we pay the financing for it, and we can work things out with our patients. We do it over a long-term period because this thing is forever. These implants are 98-99% successful. So I'd like that in any aspect of life to get 99%. Wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I could tell you, doctor, nothing in my life currently is 99% effective.
Especially so, marriages.
Right.
Just saying.
Now, with the dental implants, I'm kind of curious to know as to what your patients actually look like. I mean, when I think of dental implants or dentures, I'm thinking in the age range of between 60, 70, 80. I mean, what's sort of the age range of the patients that you're seeing? Do you see younger people coming in?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have younger people that have lost their teeth due to accidents or trauma of some sort. We have younger people who have just lost their teeth because of periodontal disease. And we recreate the jaw. We recreate what you look like when you were young.
Wow.
Whether you're 30, whether you're 40, 60, we are going to have patients in the 80s because people do live longer nowadays.
That is unbelievable.
And they want to chew. It's not just cosmetics. It's
right.
Function. They want to be able to chew. You can't chew food and grind the food and make yourself comfortable eating, especially in a restaurant when things are falling out of your mouth.
Right. I will say that my father had actually just received a dental bridge of implants above, I guess, the top roof of his mouth. And he has no complaints at all. He can eat any kind of food that he wants. So as opposed to my grandmother who still wears the dentures and, you know, has to avoid certain foods, I think this is a great, great service that you're providing here.
No, it's phenomenal. The technology and the ease of everything. We make our patients very comfortable in our office. We call it a spa because it's not like a hospital environment. It's like you're in a home environment. And everybody's comfortable. They don't feel pain.
Well,
very
I will say this. When I saw implant spa, I was like, this is interesting to me. And then I was thinking to myself, you know, when I was a kid, maybe 5 or 6, I had a horrible experience at the dentist office. And it was just it struck me like a bolt of lightning. And I didn't go back for about a decade afterwards because just I was afraid, whatever you want to call it. So the fact that you guys have made
that
such serious,
a lot, by the way. I'm sure it does.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of fearful patients, because in the youth, dentists back then, they didn't really care about things like pain control.
No,
we don't even have that anymore.
Absolutely.
You don't feel a thing.
No, I went to the dentist maybe about a month ago, and I had to have a tooth pulled, and they put the Novocaine in my mouth. I could tell you, I didn't feel a thing, not even a tiny pinch of pain at all. So. You guys have made some serious strides in the pain management department, and we as patients, of course, appreciate it. Now, Dr. Beagleson, we have to end the show in just about a minute, but why don't you tell people where they can find the implant spa online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page or anything like that?
Yes, www.implantspa. And just look us up. You'll see everything. You'll see all the different types of implant therapies, whether it's from a single to multiples. We even have overdentures. You know, it's more affordable. They snap on to implants and very comfortable. And so many different types of prosthetics, which are reconstruction scenarios. And you can see it on my website. And we even have some commercials there and a lot of information.
And is that implantspa.com?
Correct. It's www.implantspa.com.
Fantastic. Dr. Abraham Beagleson, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little insight into what you do for a living. And I'm sure those people out there who were nervous about going to the dentist before surely have nothing to worry about now. Again, they have locations in Staten Island, New York, and Toms River, New Jersey. So if you're in the area or need some work on your teeth, some dental implants, get in touch with the good doctor. And again, Dr. Beagleson, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.